beautiful. Throughout history, blue pigments have been notoriously unstable and subject to fading. The YINMN blue pigment that inspired this particular crayon is safer, lasts longer, and is a near-perfect blue color when compared with other blue pigments. A professor and one of his students, Andrew E. Smith, discovered how to create it in Oregon State University by accident in 2009. Prior to the creation of this new pigment, the last blue pigment to be discovered was cobalt blue in 1802. The issue with the cobalt blue pigment, as well as suffering from the same fading issues we know blue pigments for, is that it was also poisonous. This new blue, blutiful, is a blue that promises it'll stand the test of time. One way or another, though, we know this blue will not last. Like everything else on the planet and in our lives, one day it will fade. It will go away. It will be destroyed. This is something we get used to. Things break. They don't maintain their shine. Our world is broken. We are all fading towards death, slowly dying. But God promises us something that will never fade. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:3 through 4. Although our lives will fade away, we have an eternal destiny with God. He loves us enough to reserve a place for us, to call us His kids, and let us inherit everything that He has. Eternal One, now look here. I am creating the heavens and a new earth. Eternal One, now look here. I am creating new heavens and a new earth. The weary and painful past will be as if it never happened. No one will talk or even think about it anymore. So take joy and celebrate with unending gladness on account of what I'm creating. Look carefully. I am making this place I've chosen, this Jerusalem, a city of joy. I'm making her citizens, my people, a people of gladness. This Jerusalem, my pride and joy, and her people will be a delight to me. Though you listen at every corner, you'll never hear crying, never hear despair or grief. Isaiah 65:17-19. Just like the blutiful color represents a promise of an enduring blue, so too does God give us a promise of something that will never fade, a future home that will be perfect. It will be blutiful. Yellow. There's something about the color yellow that just screams, "Hey, look over here! Smile!" The color yellow is used to color the sun. Smiling faces, bananas, baby chicks, lemonade, stars, and of course, duckies. We know yellow as the color of optimism. It represents happiness and joy. Who can color a rubber ducky yellow without smiling? Not me. They've also proven it boosts curiosity and brings fun and joy to the world. Interestingly enough, it is so good at getting people's attention, we also use it as a color of warning. Our world is a dark place. Sad things happen. People treat each other badly, and often we need a bright spot to bring some optimism into our lives. Jesus called us to be that hope, to bring that optimism, to be yellow in a dark world. Jesus called us to be a bright spot in a dark place. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light